is First Friday Somewhere.
That's a big sense of freedom.
You're listening to Bishop and Laurinaitis.
All right, welcome back into Bishop and Laurinaitis. Matty Ice filling in for Bo. We're going to head to the Bryant Heating and Cooling Systems Fan Guest Hotline and link up with Dustin Schutte, who covers Big Ten football for SaturdayTradition.com. Dustin, what's going on, man? How you doing?
Hey, I'm doing well, Matt and James. How are you guys doing?
We are doing all right, man. We are doing all right. Thanks for asking. I want to start with some Ohio State stuff and get your opinion on the addition of Trey Sermon, bringing his talents to Columbus, and potentially what do you think he could bring to this Ohio State offense next season?
Well, it absolutely addresses an issue that was the big concern for Ohio State this offseason. You know, when you look at the injury to Master Teague and Marcus Crowley there, the Buckeyes were a little lacking depth at the running back position and really only having Steel Chambers healthy for the spring. And I know Ryan Day is hoping that all those guys are healthy. But I think Trey Sermon, coming from an offense like Oklahoma that's going to be eerily similar to what they run at Ohio State, I think he can come in immediately and make an impact, whether that's as the primary ball carrier there or whether or not that's going to be in a backup role. This is a guy who's shown versatility. He can catch the ball out of the backfield. He's able to find gaps. Got knocked down a little bit on the depth chart there at Oklahoma his last couple seasons due to injury, and then obviously with Kennedy Brooks rising up. So he brings an immense talent. He's got great speed. He's got great hands. It's going to be interesting to see how quickly he can acclimate to the Ohio State offense. But again, this is a guy who's coming from Oklahoma, which runs a very pass-heavy offense, similar offense to Ohio State. And so I think he'll make that transition very smooth, very quick. And it's a huge advantage for Ohio State in one of the areas where there was a big concern this offseason.
Dustin, with spring ball being canceled and looking like summer workouts are in jeopardy for a lot of these programs, what teams do you think are going to be the ones that suffer the most from this? I mean, Michigan has a quarterback battle, right? Wisconsin's trying to find the new tailback. You have teams trying to build like Penn State, really banking on a spring. You have new head coaches with Greg Schiano and Rutgers. But what program do you think is going to be hurt by this the most, not having spring football?
Yeah, and I think it probably depends on what your expectation is. I would say that when you look at the programs, in my opinion, that are going to be most affected by this, it's going to be Michigan State and Rutgers, just because they have new coaching staffs, they have new head coaches. You're trying to implement something brand new that these players are trying to learn so quickly. So when you talk about, you know, the teams and the players that are trying to get adjusted to each other with new coaching staffs, with new schemes, with new players, those two programs, I think, are going to be in a little bit of pain when it comes time for fall camp, assuming that starts as scheduled or even if it's delayed. But when you look at maybe, you know, what's a team's expectation next season, and you bring up a good point with Penn State. This is a team that's bringing in a brand new offensive coordinator in Kirk Shiraka. They've got a new wide receivers coach in Taylor Stubblefield. They have to develop a wide receiver room. So they have a lot of returning talent, but I think that they could have really benefited from spring because, as you know, with Penn State going 11-2 last season, having won 11 games, three of the last four seasons, their goal is to beat Ohio State and to win the Big Ten. And I think that not having that spring practice may delay that just a little bit. I mean, obviously, we'll see what happens when fall rolls around. But when you look at the expectations, I think Penn State's obviously in that category because they're looking to make that leap from a great program to an elite program in the Big Ten and be a contender with the Buckeyes each and every year.
Talking all things Big Ten football with Dustin Schutte, who covers the conference for SaturdayTradition.com. And I want to ask you about Minnesota, Dustin, because we saw them come out last year and really put out some nice offensive performances. They lose a guy like Tyler Johnson. What are they working with offensively? Is there enough there to maybe make you think that they could be on the same level offensively as they were a year ago?
Yeah, I would think so. Obviously, the loss, again, we talked of Kirk Shiraka going from Minnesota to Penn State. Obviously, that's a significant loss. But they obviously have enough talent there, too. And I don't know that they'll be as productive or more productive, but they won't taper off much when you look at what they have coming back. They've got Mohamed Ibrahim, who's an excellent running back. He's a guy who led the Gophers in rushing in 2018. Obviously, Rashad Bateman is going to be one of the top three or five wide receivers in all of college football. They have Chris Ottman-Bell, who was, again, on the depth chart a little lower behind guys like Bateman and Tyler Johnson last season. They have a ton of returning guys with experience on the front line when you look at Daniel Fa'alele, Curtis Dunlap, Blaze Andres. So they've got a lot of talent on that offensive side of the football. And then Tanner Morgan, who, you know, twice last season completed passes at a 90% clip, basically throwing slants against Penn State and Purdue. So they have a lot of experience. They have a lot of talent. Obviously, you try to that loss of Shiraka is going to hurt them a little bit, and the loss of Tyler Johnson is going to hurt them a little bit. But I think overall they have more than enough talent. They got some good incoming talent that could make an impact early for them next season. I think that they have the capability to, again, have one of the best offenses in the Big Ten next season. It'll be interesting to see if they incorporate a little bit more of the run game than they had last season, because Tyler Johnson was so effective in that passing attack. But I have no worries about the Gophers offense. They'll be able to score points next season.
Dustin, has the Big Ten had any conversations? There's articles out about ACC coaches worried about the football season, right, and about a shortened season and whether they'll have to be pushed back. And you have Texas A&M athletic director talking about how basically the economics won't work if they don't have a college football season or if there's no fans there. Has the Big Ten had any of these conversations that you know of, or do you think they've had them privately as regards to the football season and obviously this pandemic?
Yeah, I can't imagine that they haven't had conversations behind closed doors, and maybe nobody's, whether they've not reached out or whether or not making that information public. One of the things that I like to remember about the Big Ten is usually the conference, you know, they're out in front of this kind of thing. Obviously, this is something nobody's dealt with before, so not maybe this kind of thing. But when right. you look at, you know, the transfer situation, the Big Ten was the first to get that going. When you look at conferences starting their own networks, the Big Ten was out in front of that. So the Big Ten and its athletic directors, its coaches, and all the administrators are usually they have a pretty good game plan. And I know that they have a new commissioner in Kevin Warren who's getting his feet wet in kind of a tumultuous time right now. But they're having those conversations. I don't know what those conversations are, what the financial situation would be. Obviously, there was a report in the Orlando Sentinel with Scott Strickland at UF and Dana White at UCF talking about how financially devastating the lack of a college football season would be, not just for football and for the universities, but for all college athletics across the country. So when you talk about stuff that's going to have that much of an impact, there has to be conversations being had right now and probably, if not weekly, and maybe even on a daily basis. So I think that those conversations are being had. I just don't know that they're being talked about publicly, at least just yet.
Dustin, we really appreciate your time, man. Thanks for hopping on with us. He's Dustin Schutte. He covers Big Ten football for SaturdayTradition.com. Dustin, stay healthy and safe out there, okay, man?
Hey, thanks you guys too, and kudos to you guys for keeping your show going and providing some normalcy there for Columbus. I give a lot of credit to you guys for continuing to do this. So you guys take care and stay safe.